was M. Kado speaking, being led by the Holy Spirit through the preaching of the Word of God, and the anointing I received from him remains in me and is teaching me about all things. This recording is done in the presence and the participation of my sons, Andrew and Brian and Alexander. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Behold, the Lamb of God who was slain from the foundation of the world. Behold, the Lamb of God who took away my sin. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Word of God, his broken body, shredded, crushed, striped for me, and his precious blood, the cup of my sanctification, the cup of my father Abraham's generational blessing in my family, households, and ministries, the cup of my redemption, the cup, the power of my acceptance by love in Christ, by the Holy Ghost resurrection power, the glory of God, the blessing of the Lord, my mother of grace and truth, who lives in me, his Passover mystery, putting out from my flesh the fire of all evils that I love in the greater glory. For I am the church called to glory. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Christ lives in me. This gives me assurance of sharing his glory. 1 John 4:17. In this world, I am just like Jesus. I am God, I am love, I am good, manifested in the flesh and justified in the spirit. Christ Jesus Yeshua is Lord, and so am I in him, because he is Lord of Lords and King of Kings, and I who am with him am the called and chosen and faithful. For Christ's love controls, constrains, restrains me. Amen. Hallelujah. Father love, in the name of Jesus, this is a plea for the world, the nations, and the earth. Through Moses, Elisha, and many other instances, the Lord God brought correction to his people and also brought judgment upon the enemies of Israel, his people, by the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God coming out of the mouths of his prophets and his people. And his people did not have to fight any battle. For the battle is the Lord's. And if God did it once, he will certainly do it again. For I am God's beloved daughter, and I am a king and priest to serve our God, and I reign on the earth. I speak the word of God only with boldness. I be a doer of the word of God and not a hearer, only deceiving myself, and watch the word come to pass in every realm of life on this earth, as it is in heaven. Only the wicked would object to the Lord slaying the wicked and establish his plan, his will, the purpose of God on this earth by the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God coming out of my mouth. And their objection is only their admission that the word of God is true and stands forever. But which is right in God's eyes, to listen to you, the wicked, or to him? You be the judges, not by might nor by power, but by the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God coming out of my mouth. Do the Lord slay the wicked and establish the plan, the will, the purpose of God on this earth, as it is in heaven. and I, the righteous, stand faultless before the Lord my God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Ekere suto kurohiashi. Menro suto kurohiashi saramatariashi. Metro suto kurohiashi. Gandara suto kurohiashi saramatariashi. Endro suto kurohiashi saramatariashi. Menro suto kurohiashi. Menro suto kurohiashi saramatariashi. Metro suto kurohiashi. Metro suto kurohiashi saramatariashi. Etro suto kurohiashi, menro suto kurohiashi, etro suro miasha saramatariashi, atro suto kurohiashi, anara suto kurohiashi saramatariashi, metro suto kurohiashi, menro suto kurohiashi, metro suto kurohiashi saramatariashi, anara suto kurohiashi, anara to kurohiashi saramatariashi. Etro suto kurohiashi, menro suto kurohiashi saramatariashi. Etro suto kurohiashi, anara suto kurohiashi.
Is an awesome God, He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God, He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Some God, He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah to our God, for He is an awesome God. Glory, Glory, hallelujah. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. For he is. Turn into wine, open the eyes of the blind. No one like you, none like you. Into the darkness you shine, out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you, none like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, darkness you shine, out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you, none like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power.
Our God
is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God. Then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against?
Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome and power. Our God, our God. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome and power. Our God, our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? What could stand against? What could stand against?
No one? Nothing. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It is written, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and giving him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Understand, the Lamb of God has become the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root, the source of David, who has won, who has overcome and conquered. In all the authority given to me, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, I, the body of Christ, believe, I receive, and having the key to the house of David, the highest position in the royal court, when I open doors, no one will be able to close them. When I close doors, no one will be able to open them. By the blood of Christ, cursed be the principalities, the powers, the rulers of the darkness of this age, the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places, and the host of the high ones on high, and the kings of the earth upon the earth. I break your powers, and I bind you, and command you to stop your maneuvers, because the Lord God curses him who curses us, or speaks insolent language toward us. I subject you and your doings to God's wrath and judgment. His mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down upon his own feet. In the name of Jesus, the Lord God of hosts. Now, I do not rejoice in anyone's downfall, but I rejoice when right and truth prevail. It is written, be not deceived, God who is love is not marked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Lord God, Yahweh Elohim, Yahweh Vaveh, the one who lives in eternity, the circular God, standing in your government of seed, time, and harvest, and by the blood covenant we have with you, in the name of Jesus, I command thy hand to bring the wrath and judgment of the Lord God Almighty on the wicked, they who are of their father the devil, and the desires of their father they want to do, abortion, immorality, bringing destruction, tyranny, chaos, and terror, have they sown. So let tyranny, chaos, terror, destruction, famine, and death seize them today. In the name of Jesus, the Lord, God of hosts, and Yahweh, the world is barely making sense of what they went through with the coronavirus and the shortage of supplies that the wicked are now trying to spread the monkeypox virus. The World Economic Forum believes that people are useless eaters. And this is the set of 10 guidelines or principles engraved on the Georgia Guidestones. 1. Maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. 2. Guide reproduction wisely, improving fitness and diversity. 3. Unite humanity with a living new language. 4. Rule passion, faith, tradition, and all things with tempered reason. 5. Protect people and nations with fair laws and just courts. 6. Let all nations rule internally, resolving external disputes in a world court. 7. Avoid petty laws and useless officials. 8. Balance personal right with social duties. 9. Prize truth, beauty, love, seeking harmony with the infinite. 10. Be not a cancer on the earth. Leave room for nature. Leave room for nature. There is an adage that says, charité bien ordonnée commence par soi-même, meaning charity begins at home. Therefore, by the blood of Christ, Holy Ghost fire, come down and afflict the wicked with the coronavirus, the monkeypox virus, and any other destruction they are preparing, and reduce their population instead of the nations who are named by your name, Lord my God, whom you formed and shaped. In the name of Jesus, the Lord, God of hosts, as it is written, the God who made the world and all that is in it, the Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in sanctuaries made by human beings, human hands, nor is he served by human hands because he needs anything. Rather, it is he who gives to everyone life and breath and everything. He made from one blood the whole human race to dwell on the entire surface of the earth, and he fixed the ordered seasons and the boundaries of their regions, so that people might seek God, even perhaps a group for him and find him, though indeed he is not far from any one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as even some of your poets have said, for we too are his offspring. Since therefore we are the offspring of God, and the earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein, the nations are the Lord's inheritance, and the ends of the earth his possession. Lord, they are trying to their best to destroy your inheritance and your possession. But praise the Lord, you are our life. Lord, you are our life and the length of our days. God holds our breath in his hand and owns all our ways. In his hand is the life of every creature and the breath of all mankind. For the thief comes only but to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come, says the Lord, that you may have life and have it more abundantly, in abundance to the full till it overflows. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Thus, we hold this truth to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. For the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our King, He will save us. The decision is announced by messengers. The holy ones declare the verdict, so that the living may know that the Most High God is sovereign over all kingdoms on earth and gives them to anyone He wishes, and sets over them the lowliest of people. Yet the hearts of the wicked are lifted up with pride and arrogance to their destruction. For they are trying to usurp God's plan and God's place of authority. But I, the body of Christ, am God's expression, God's image, His attributes, God's divine nature, His righteousness, His holiness, and His love. And I am God's representative. I am God's authority on this earth. Father, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him. For God is in Christ, reconciling the world to Himself, not counting their sins against them. And He has committed to us the message of reconciliation. Thus, by the blood of the precious blood of the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, Lord, be an enemy to our enemies and oppose those who oppose us. Send your angel ahead of us and wipe out our enemies. Lord, make our oppressors eat their own flesh, and they be drunk on their own blood as with sweet wine. Then all flesh shall know that you, the Lord, are our Savior and our Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Excuse me, Lord, strike them with a plague and destroy them. Lord, hereafter, keep us free from the coronavirus and monkeypox virus and their mutations. Prevent these horrible diseases from coming upon the world in our lands, but inflict them on all who hate the world. Lord, the blood of the Lamb of God be a sign for the nations on the houses where we are. And now you see the blood, you will pass over us. No destructive plague will touch us when you strike the wicked with the destruction they are preparing. That their swords pierce their own hearts and their bows be broken. The trouble they cause recoils on them. Their violence comes down on their own heads, to put the fear of the Lord upon them, and that they know God is not to be trifled with. This is to your glory, God our Father, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. For I do not disregard the riches of your kindness, tolerance, and patience, realizing that God's kindness leads mankind to repentance. And Lord, redeem this prophetic timeline of peace and prosperity you have given us, that the wicked be angry to see this. They gnash their teeth and waste away. The desires of the wicked come to nothing. Their own eyes have seen their destruction, and they have drunk for themselves the cup of the wrath of the Almighty. Amen. So be it. Hallelujah. The happiness of those whose help is the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises to my God while I am, and while I have my being. Do not put your trust in princes, nor in a son of man, in whom there is no help. His spirit departs, and he returns to his earth. In that very day, his plans perish. Hallelujah. Happy is he who has the God of Jacob for his helper, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who keeps the truth forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord gives freedom to the prisoners. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the strangers. He relieves the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked, he turns upside down. Hallelujah. The Lord shall reign forever. Your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise to God for his word and providence. Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God. For it is pleasant, and praise is beautiful. The Lord builds up the United States of America. He gathers together the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He counts the number of the stars. He calls them all by name. And not only the United States of America, but the whole world. Amen. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifts up the humble. He casts the wicked down to the ground. Hallelujah. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praises on the harp to our God, who covers the heavens with clouds, who prepares rain for the earth, who makes grass to grow on the mountains. He gives to the beast its food, and to the young ravens that cry. He does not delight in the strength of the horse. He takes no pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his mercy. Praise the Lord, all the United States of America and the whole world. Praise your God, O Zion, for he has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed your children within you. He makes a peace in your borders and fills you with the finest wheat. He sends out his command to the earth. His word runs very swiftly. He gives a snow like wool. He scatters the frost like ashes. He casts out his hail like morsels. Who can stand before his cold? He sends out his word and melts them. He causes his wind to blow and the waters flow. He declares his word to Jacob, his statutes and his judgments to Israel. He has not dealt thus with any nation. And as for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. A song of God's majesty and love. I will extol you, my God, O King. Every day I will bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise your works to another, and shall declare your mighty acts. I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works. Men shall speak of the might of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness. They shall utter the memory of your great goodness and shall sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord upholds all who fall and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look expectantly to you, and you give them their food in due seasons. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, gracious in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He also will hear their cry and save them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and all flesh shall bless his holy name forever and ever. Lord, I have heard of your fame. I stand in awe of your deeds, Lord. Here are some of them. At the Red Sea, when your people Israel could not go forward because of the sea, and could not go backward because of the army of Pharaoh who were gaining on them, the angel of the Lord, who had been traveling in front of Israel's army, withdrew and went behind them. The pillar of cloud also moved from in front and stood behind them, coming between the armies of Egypt and Israel. Throughout the night, the cloud brought darkness to the one side and light to the other side, so neither went near the other all night long. And the Lord God made a way through the sea to save his people Israel, and completely destroying their enemies. Exodus 14:27-30. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and when the morning appeared, the sea returned to its full depth, while the Egyptians were fleeing into it. So the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. Then the water flowed back and covered the chariots and horsemen, the entire army of Pharaoh that had followed the Israelites into the sea. Not one of them survived, but the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground with a wall of water on their right hand and on their right and on their left. That day, the Lord saved Israel from the hands of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians lying dead on the shore. And when the Israelites saw the mighty hand of the Lord displayed against the Egyptians, the people feared the Lord and put their trust in him and in Moses, his servant. Hallelujah. Numbers 16:32-35. I keep you in remembrance of what you, the Lord of hosts, did to those who defied the Lord and his institution. And the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them and their households and all those associated with Korah, together with their possessions. They went down alive into the realm of the dead with all belonging to them. The earth closed over them and they perished and were gone from the community. All Israel who were around them fled at their outcry, for they said that the earth may swallow us up. Fire also came forth from the Lord and consumed the 250 men who were offering the incense. 2 Chronicles 20:20-23. Through King Jehoshaphat and his people, you set ambushes against the enemies of your people Israel and caused them to destroy and annihilate one another. And the Israelites plundered their camps. Hallelujah. Early in the morning, they left for the desert of Tekoa. As they set out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Listen to me, Judah and people of Jerusalem. Have faith in the Lord your God, and you will be upheld. Have faith in his prophets, and you will be successful." After consulting the people, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and to praise him for the splendor of his holiness as they went out at the head of the army, saying, "Give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever." As they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, who were invading Judah, and they were defeated. The Ammonites and Moabites rose up against the men from Mount Seir to destroy and annihilate them. After they finished slaughtering the men from Seir, they helped to destroy one another. The fear of God came on all the surrounding kingdoms when they heard how the Lord had fought against the enemies of Israel. And the kingdom of Jehoshaphat was at peace, for his God has given him rest on every side. Hallelujah. Acts 12:21-24. On an appointed day, Herod, having put on his royal apparel, took his seat on the rostrum and began delivering an address to them. The people kept crying out, "The voice of a God and not of a man." And immediately an angel of the Lord struck him because he did not give God the glory, and he was eaten by worms and died. But the word of the Lord continued to grow and to be multiplied. And we remember the judgment of the Lord on Ananias and Sapphira in Acts 5:1-11. But the man named Ananias saw his wife Sapphira conniving in this with him, sold a piece of land, secretly kept part of the price for himself, and then brought the rest of the to the apostles and made an offering of it. Peter said, Ananias, how did Satan get you to lie to the Holy Spirit and secretly keep back part of the price of the field? Before you sold it, it was all yours. And after you sold it, the money was yours to do with as you wished. So what got into you to pull a trick like this? You didn't lie to men, but to God. Ananias, when he heard those words, fell down dead. That put the fear of God into everyone who heard of it. The younger man went right to work and wrapped him up, then carried him out and buried him. No more than 3 hours later, his wife, knowing nothing of what had happened, came in. Peter said, tell me, were you given this price for your field? Yes, she said, that price. Peter responded, what's going on here that you connived to conspire against the spirit of the master? The men who buried your husband are at the door, and you next. No sooner were the words out of his mouth than she also fell down dead. When the young men returned, they found her body. They carried her out and buried her beside her husband. By this time, the whole church, and in fact, everyone who heard of these things had a healthy respect for God. They knew God was not to be trifled with. The Lord is a jealous and avenging God. The Lord takes vengeance and is filled with wrath. The Lord takes vengeance on his foes and vents his wrath against his enemies. The Lord is slow to anger, but great in power. The Lord will not leave the guilty unpunished. His way is in the whirlwind and the storm, and clouds are the dust of his feet. He rebukes the sea and dries it up. He makes all the rivers run dry. Bashan and Carmel wither, and the blossoms of Lebanon fade. Mountains quake before him, and the hills melt away. The earth trembles at his presence, the world and all who live in it. Who can withstand his indignation? Who can endure his fierce anger? His wrath is poured out like fire. The rocks are shattered before him. The Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust in him, but with an overwhelming flood, he will make an end of the wicked of this present age. He will pursue his foes into the realm of darkness. What are you imputing to the Lord? It is he who will make an end. The enemy shall not rise a second time. What they plot against the Lord, he will bring to an end. Affliction will not rise up a second time. They will be entangled among thorns and drunk from their wine. They will be consumed like dry stubble. From you, the elitists, the globalists, the terrorists, the cabals, the Illuminati, the fraudulent, unrighteous leaders in power and authority, has one come forth who plots evil against the Lord and devises wicked plans. This is what the Lord says. Although they have allies and are numerous, they will be destroyed and pass away. Although I have afflicted you, my people, I will afflict you no more. Now I will break their yoke from your neck and tear your shackles away. The Lord has given a command concerning you. Your name shall be perpetuated no longer. Out of the house of your gods, I will cut off the carved image and the molded image. I will dig your grave, for you are vile. Behold, on the mountains, the feet of him who brings good tidings, who proclaims peace. So glory, glory, glory to God in the highest, and on earth we receive peace, goodwill toward us, on whom his favor rests. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God in the highest. And on earth we receive peace, goodwill toward man, on whom his favor rests. So Ahab sent word throughout all Israel and assembled the prophets on Mount Carmel. Elijah went before the people and said, "How long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, follow him." But the people said nothing. Then Elijah said to them, "I am the only one of the Lord's prophets left, but Baal has 450 prophets. Get two bulls for us. Let Baal's prophets choose one for themselves, and let them cut it into pieces and put it on the wood, but not set fire to it. I will prepare the other bull and put it on the wood, but not set fire to it. Then you call on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of the Lord. The God who answers by fire, he is God." Then all the people said, What you say is good." Elijah said to the prophets of Baal, "Choose one of the bulls and prepare it first, since there are so many of you. Call on the name of your God, but do not light the fire." So they took the bull given them and prepared it. Then they called on the name of Baal from morning till noon. "Baal, answer us," they shouted. But there was no response. No one answered, and they danced around the altar they had made. At noon, Elijah began to taunt them. "Shout louder," he said. "Surely he is a god. Perhaps he is deep in thought, or busy, or traveling. Maybe he is sleeping and must be awakened." So they shouted louder and slashed themselves with swords and spears, as was their custom, until their blood flowed. Midday passed, and they continued their frantic prophesying until the time for the evening sacrifice. But there was no response. No one answered. No one paid attention. Then Elijah said to all the people, "Come here to me." They came to him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord, which had been torn down. Elijah took 12 stones, one for each of the tribes descended from Jacob, to whom the word of the Lord had come, saying, "Your name shall be Israel." With the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he dug a trench around it, large enough to hold two seeds of seed. He arranged the wood, cut the bull into pieces, and laid it on the wood. Then he said to them, fill four large jars with water and pour it on the offering and on the wood. Do it again, he said, and they did it again. Do it a third time, he ordered, and they did it the third time. The water ran down around the altar and even filled the trench. At the time of sacrifice, the prophet Elijah stepped forward and prayed, Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known today that you are God in Israel and that I am your servant and have done all these things at your command. Answer me, Lord, answer me, so these people will know that you, Lord, are God and that you are turning their hearts back again. The fire of the Lord fell and burned up the sacrifice, the wood, the stones, and the soil, and also licked up the water in the trench. When all the people saw this, they fell prostrate and cried, The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God. Then Elisha commanded them, Seize the prophets of Baal. Don't let anyone get away. They seized them, and Elisha had them brought down to the Kishon Valley and slaughtered them there. For our God is a consuming fire. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Lord, I remember what happened in Egypt when your people Israel were there flourishing and multiplying. Then the king of Egypt spoke to the Hebrew midwives, of whom the name of one was Shifra and the name of the other Puah. And he said, when you do the duties of a midwife for the Hebrew women and see them on the birth stools, if it is a son, then you shall kill him. But if it is a daughter, then she shall live. But the midwives feared God and did not do as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the male children alive. So the king of Egypt called for the midwives and said to them, Why have you done this thing and saved the male children alive? And the midwives said to Pharaoh, Because the Hebrew women are not like the Egyptian women, for they are lively and give birth before the midwives come to them. Therefore God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and grew very mighty. And so it was, because the midwives feared God, that he provided households for them. So Pharaoh commanded all his people, saying, Every son who is born, you shall cast into the river, and every daughter you shall save alive. And it was so. Now I keep you in remembrance of what happened in Egypt, for you are a patient God, but you don't forget. You do remember your law of seed, time, and harvest, of whatsoever man sows, that also he shall reap. After 430 years of slavery, when you, the Lord, their God, wanted to bring your people Israel out of bondage, and that Pharaoh refused to let my people go, about midnight, you went throughout Egypt. Every firstborn son in Egypt died, from the firstborn son of Pharaoh who sat on the throne to the firstborn son of the female slave who was at her handmill, and all the firstborn of the cattle as well. There was loud wailing throughout Egypt, worse than there has ever been or ever will be again. But among the Israelites, not a dog did bark at any person or animal. And now we know that the Lord made a distinction between Egypt and Israel. Repeat them in our day. In our time, make them known. In wrath, remember mercy. Ekele suto koro hiashe. Menro suto koro hiashe salamatare ashe. Menro suto koro hiashe. Metro suto koro hiashe salamatare ashe. Menro suto koro hiashe. Mandara suto koro hiashe salamatare ashe. Metro suto koro hiashe salamatare ashe. Metro suto koro hiashe. Menro suto koro hiashe salamatare ashe. Metro suto koro hiashe. Menro suto koro hiashe. Metro suto koro hiashe salamatare ashe. Metro suto koro hiashe. Metro suto koro hiashe salamatare ashe. Metro suto koro hiashe salamatare ashe. Etro suto koro hiashe. Menro suto koro hiashe salamatare ashe. Metro suto koro hiashe. Metro suto koro hiashe. Menro suto koro hiashe salamatare ashe. Metro suto koro hiashe. Menro soro hiashe salamatare ashe. Metro suto koro hiashe. Enro suto koro hiashe. Menro suto koro hiashe salamatare ashe. Metro suro miasha. Manara suto koro hiashe salamatare ashe. Etro suto koro hiashe. Etro suto koro hiashe. Menro suro hiashe. Manara suto koro hiashe salamatare ashe. Etro suto koro hiashe. Etro suro miasha salamatare ashe. Metro suto koro hiashe salamatare ashe. Menro suto koro hiashe salamatare ashe. Menro suto koro hiashe salamatare ashe. Etro suto koro hiashe salamatare ashe. Ya salamatare ashe. Menro suto koro hiashe salamatare ashe. Metro suro hiashe. Menro suto koro hiashe salamatare ashe. Etro suto koro hiashe. Metro suto koro hiashe. Enro suto koro hiashe salamatare ashe. Etro suto koro hiashe salamatare ashe. Etro suto koro hiashe. Menro suto koro hiashe salamatare ashe. Metro suto koro hiashe. Atara salameshe salamatare ashe. Metro suto koro hiashe. Etro suto koro hiashe salamatare ashe. Etro suto koro hiashe salamatare ashe. Etro suto koro hiashe. Etro suro hiashe salamatare ashe. Etro suto koro hiashe salamatare ashe. Enro suto koro hiashe salamatare ashe. Therefore, by the precious blood of the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, shalom, be still in the world, in the nations, and on the earth. But woe, woe to the wicked. Disaster is upon them, for they are being repaid with what their hands have done. Understand, the Lamb of God has become the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root, the source of David, who has won, who has overcome and conquered. And the Lord always confirms his word with signs and wonders that follow. I thank you, Lord my God, for a harvest of over 1 billion souls from the world into the kingdom of our Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, God of hosts. Amen. Hallelujah. My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I hope to praise the wonders of your mighty love, my comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength. Let everywhere all that I am never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord of the earth. Let us sing. Bye. Dusty place to the king. Mountains bow down and the seas will walk at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the works of your hand. So forever I love you, forever I stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have. Oh, nothing compares to the promise I have. No, nothing compares to the promise I have in you. Hallelujah.